Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Had a whole bunch of people send me a story. It reminds us of the Hertz stories, where Hertz was reporting cars stolen and people were getting arrested when they simply rented a Hertz vehicle. Well, there's something different going on here, but it involves U-Haul. So some people immediately noted the connection between, you know, Hertz and U-Haul. But also, this is someone getting arrested for a mistake that it appears U-Haul made. So KTNV.com published a story, 13 Investigates. U-Haul customer jailed over company's mistake. The rumble of a U-Haul truck should have been the sound of a fresh start for the man and his girlfriend in the story. He said, "My hopes were high. I got a good job with my brother at a fab shop. We were making honey extractors. And his girlfriend had an opportunity to be a real estate agent with my brother's wife. And things were looking up, so we rented a U-Haul. In the final stages of relocating to southern Utah, the couple rented a U-Haul in St. George to spend Christmas in Vegas with the girlfriend's family. And the man says, I was excited to come to town. I had presents for everybody. So the man was driving with his girlfriend's father. And they stopped at a 7-Eleven to gas up the truck on their way to Christmas dinner. I was waiting at the dinner table, calling them over and over and over again, and they were not picking up, says the girlfriend, and nobody knew what had happened to them. After a few hours, I got a phone call from the boyfriend from jail saying he was pulled over for stolen plates on the U-Haul that he had just rented. Unbeknownst to the boyfriend, the license plate of the truck didn't match the one on his contract. Now, the father of the girlfriend said, you wouldn't think something like this would happen. How could this be a fictitious plate? Henderson police spotted the truck, ran the plate, and saw the plate came up as stolen. And so they figured, well, the people in the truck are the obvious suspects. The boyfriend says they pulled me out with guns drawn, and they put me in handcuffs and threw me in the back of the car. And the father of the girlfriend says, they pulled me right out of the store in front of all the people like I was robbing the place or something. I was like, what? What did I do? What's wrong? Police records show two men were arrested and charged with displaying a fictitious plate. That's one of those things that I often point out to people, is that if you borrow someone else's car, I'm just giving an example here. You borrow your friend's car, you're driving down the road, and police officer pulls you over. Says, you know, license and registration. Well, you give them your license, but you need the registration for the vehicle you're in. And so you hope they've got one, and also insurance. What if your friend lent you a car that had no insurance on it? Oh, and the registration has expired. Your friend doesn't get in trouble for that. You do, because you're the one who's driving the car. So I just couldn't believe my ears, and they're telling me they gave me a stolen plate, says the boyfriend, who wound up pleading no contest in court. Why plead no contest to something you know you didn't do? Asks the investigator from the TV station. And he said, because I wanted to get out and get back to work. It was just already too late, he said. So an attorney called it the wrong place, wrong time, perfect storm scenario. This isn't the type of case the attorney would normally take, but when they called him after going into his office, he said, you know, it seems so weird, so odd, and they're so destitute. He lost his job. He laid out all the documents. I was looking at it and going, this is just unbelievable. And the two, of course, the boyfriend, girlfriend, sought answers. They recorded their visit to the U-Haul office on Decatur, where the truck was taken after police impounded it. We're just trying to piece it all together here. Why this happened? She asks an employee, and Nick asks, has this ever happened to you guys before? And the employee says, I've only had it happen once, and I've been here 3.5 years. Nick asks why police would have run the plate to begin with. And the employee responds, here they run all the U-Haul plates just to make sure they're on good contracts because U-Hauls do get stolen. So U-Haul has apparently asked them to run the plates when they see a U-Haul truck. But going over the timeline, the girlfriend noted that U-Haul, this particular one, was dropped off at the St. George location at 11 a.m. And then they had it from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. when they picked it up. And they rented it. And of course, the vehicle could have been inspected in that five-hour window. Of course, it may have been inspected, but nobody caught the wrong plate on it. The contract from these customers shows that it came in from somewhere in Colorado, their attorney explains. According to the police report, the plates had been reported stolen in California back in July of 2020, about a year and a half before this truck was rented by the couple in this case. And Sarah, the girlfriend, said this is basically just pure negligence. The police report says the license plate on their U-Haul box truck was supposed to be on a U-Haul Ford F-150 pickup, which makes you wonder why somebody would steal a license plate from a U-Haul to put on a U-Haul. It's a little bit scary. This could happen to anyone who rents a U-Haul for a move or otherwise. It's really scary, said the attorney. If you're not careful on your end, you could be driving a vehicle that's improperly licensed. And how would you ever know? And that is the case. How would you ever know? There's something else that the couple didn't know. What happened to some of their belongings that were in the back of the truck? Because when the truck got pulled over and they got arrested, that is the man and his girlfriend's father, they were no longer in possession of the truck. Now, the girlfriend says there was a special plant I had in there. That was the most important thing because it contained her mother's ashes and it disappeared. She said, I have no idea what happened to my mother. She says she also lost personal financial records. Her social security number was compromised and so was her bank account, which she says she then had to close due to suspicious activity. Now, in U-Haul's settlement offer in this case, the company admits no wrongdoing. But they admit that the wrong plate was on the truck. They apologized for the unfortunate incident, and they made an offer of $3,500 with a pre-signed liability release. Only the signature of the document they sent is the girlfriend's, and the truck rental is actually in the boyfriend's name. And now, of course, they're wondering who signed this document. So there's all kinds of problems there as well. Now, they're not allowed to talk about how much money they ultimately got after they hired the attorney. Asked for an interview, U-Haul sent back a written statement saying, it is not our practice to offer comment or grant interviews on legal cases pending or settled. Even after the case was settled, U-Haul kept coming back after the boyfriend because they'd kept the truck overtime, of course, which he did not do. The police had it. It was impounded, but that didn't stop U-Haul from sending him to collections. His most recent bill was for nearly $900. After the TV station reached out to U-Haul for this story, they then apparently contacted the collection agency and said, you can stop trying to collect that debt. So it was a mess all the way around. And I don't know. This one baffles me. Why someone would steal a license plate off one U-Haul and put it on another. Unless, of course, they're planning on keeping the U-Haul way beyond the contract time. But by putting another U-Haul plate on it, it seems it would pop back up in the system. So I don't know. Now, I've mentioned before that I've had a variety of jobs before I became an attorney. I was a disc jockey, I worked at a gas station, I drove a tow truck, and believe it or not, one of the shortest length jobs I ever had time-wise, I worked for a company that rented cars. I kid you not. Very, very briefly, and I've never mentioned it before because it never would have mattered with any fact pattern that we've talked about here on this show. However, when I was in high school, I had a driver's license. I don't even think I was 18 years old, though. I got a job as a porter for a company that rented cars in Southfield on Telegraph Road. The bulk of their business was the car dealerships up and down Telegraph Road. Somebody got in a car accident, brought their car to the dealership, or was in for repairs. They'd say, we need a rental car. And the dealership would say, call this place. It's right down the street. And then I'd get the phone call. I'd have to run over to the dealership, pick the person up, bring them back, let them sign paperwork, and they'd be off on their merry way. I didn't handle the paperwork. All I did is run cars back and forth, and also check in cars when customers brought them back. And every car we had had a set of car keys on it that had a tag that identified the make and model and year of the car and the license plate. So I can't say after all these years for certain that I walked around and checked the license plate on every single car as I checked it in or checked it out. But I think we would have noticed if somebody swapped the plate out. It would have gotten caught. I think so. But it's very strange to me that these people, I'm talking about U-Haul, when they get a vehicle in, they climb all over it. And I've rented U-Hauls before. In fact, in the last 5 years, I've actually rented U-Hauls, I think, 1, 2, 3 different occasions that I can think of. And so I've rented U-Hauls, and I'm familiar with the entire experience. And go inside, sign the contract, sign your life away, all that stuff. You know, go out, get in the truck, and then you got to remember where the gas gauge was and bring it back on that and all that. And I would assume that one of the things they glance at is the license plate. But it's a crazy set of circumstances. But the people got arrested because somebody had put a stolen plate on the U-Haul, which strikes me as extremely odd. So I suspect someone in the audience will have a very good explanation I have not thought of yet as to why somebody would do that. And if you have such an explanation, please, comments below. That's what they're there for. So I got to thank all the people who sent me the story. Ken, Jamie, David, Brian, Rex, Ricky, Matthew, and Joe. The story's from KTNV.com. 13 investigates. U-Haul customer jailed over a company's mistake, but appears now the case has been resolved. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There is no quick way to success. It comes in installments. Every day's activities is a minor contribution to a heavy pay of success. Don't waste the day.